Please be seated. It is so good to be with you and to stand with you this morning as the news of the risen life of Jesus unfolds in our lives. We are standing also with the disciples in the closed room behind locked doors, and we can rejoice and say with them, Alleluia, Christ is risen. I think this second Sunday of Easter is perhaps even more exciting and dramatic than the first. We not only hear the news, we are sent. We are sent out as the disciples were to proclaim it, even if we don't understand. The resurrection of Jesus is not just news that is good, like a happy circumstance or a positive achievement or a simple victory. It is totally and radically new. A strange, extraordinary, unbelievable reality breaking through us, stretching our senses as we evolve into a higher realm of being. And the goodness of God comes to us, seeking us out where we are, as we are, in all of our hiding spaces, even or especially when we lock ourselves in with fear and uncertainty. God confronts us in the most unexpected ways. And so we stand on the threshold to this room, this closed space together, this threshold where we cross over to find sanctuary and the threshold we cross over to go out as an Easter people with an Easter mission. I wonder what happened in the gospel story in this closed room after the moment of the risen Jesus suddenly standing before them and saying, peace be with you, and breathing on them with the Holy Spirit and sending them out as apostles. I wonder what happened in that room afterwards. Well, because you and I are here gathering and receiving their good news, and we are doing something with it, the disciples in that room must have, at least eventually, unlocked the doors, opened them, and gone out into a world of fear and danger and great peril. And they did this in order to find us in our own locked and confined spaces of our lives and our hearts, in order for them to say to us with tremendous courage and love through the risen Christ, peace be with you, peace be among you. We also have been breathed upon as Jesus breathed on his disciples and sent out with the Holy Spirit to do the work of God. I wonder, as we imagine huddling together in that room, which side of the Easter doors we are on. The inside or the outside? What side am I on? What side are you on? What side of the doors is the church on? Are we sometimes being a little safe, holding on to what is known and secure? Are we staying inside in what is familiar and blocking out what is different and unfamiliar or frightening? Or do we open ourselves to the path ahead, carrying the message of the risen life of Christ within us into every moment and every sphere of our human experience? In what ways today are we called into new ways of doing and being the body of Christ? Can we imagine a path beyond this, our current reality? Tomorrow, across the country on April 8th, from Texas to Maine, a path into a new reality will open for just a moment, 4 minutes and a few seconds to be precise, within a narrow swath of land. Millions of people will look up at the sky, if the weather cooperates, in a rare once-in-a-lifetime chance and experience of a total solar eclipse. I really wish I could be there, and I come from Maine, and I imagine northern Maine, which isn't really in the news very often. So many people gathering in the North Woods. I've seen a partial solar eclipse, which was amazing, but I haven't yet seen a total one. I wonder if you are as interested as I am. I hope you reach out to those you know and ask them about it and what it was like and come back with stories. Even if we're not there, the power of the cosmos can and does unite us as human beings and earthlings across all of our divisions and our differences, despite all of our struggles and our tensions and our turmoil. Our very bodies become expressions of the cosmos, as we have been made from stardust, the elements of the universe, and we can peer up and remember our origin and our destination and submit to the movements of the heavens in a great synchronized movement of celestial bodies that includes our own. We can join with the yet unborn and our ancestors who've gone before and look up and find God in the cosmos, proclaiming, "When I look up at the heavens and the work of your hands, what is man or humanity that you are mindful of them, and the Son of Man that you do care for him?" I think in a solar eclipse, we can follow the light into a place of total darkness and then come out the other side. We are literally entering into the death and resurrection of the light of our star, the sun. And so wherever we are, we can pause and look up, or just look around, or look within and dwell in awe and wonder. I wonder if I were there in the path of totality, would I come out of it different, transformed, renewed, enlivened, and changed? I probably would. And yet, I think I can be a little bit like Thomas in the locked room, who doesn't see the risen Christ right away. And so he says, "Unless I see and touch and experience the risen one myself, I will not change my current reality or what I think I know." So maybe instead of jumping on a plane tomorrow, traveling home to Maine or somewhere else and catapulting myself into the narrow band of the Earth's surface and waiting for the shadow of the moon to fall on me, I could instead accept the reality that Jesus Christ finds me and all of us in the locked spaces of our lives and minds and breaks through my little world as if passing through a fluid boundary and says to me, "Peace be with you, peace be among you. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have come to believe." Thomas, who sees Jesus himself in a moment of utter transformation, enters into the path of totality of total faith, as if in a cosmic eclipse, all of the light eclipsed every shadow of his doubt, and he wakes up. He doesn't even need to touch Jesus anymore, as he once insisted. And instead, he proclaims, "My Lord and my God." Easter, the fullness of the risen life of Christ, is the ultimate path of totality. We discover light inside a tomb where the stone has been rolled away. We discover God among us and within us, even when we hide ourselves behind locked doors. We discover light beyond shadow in a great eclipse of the heart, revealing a great mystery. Even the earth appears to move beneath our feet. We have already been transformed. And if this feels too far out of reach in our simple, mundane lives today, we can find ourselves maybe on the edge of the path of totality, where most of us are most of the time, in between. And on this edge of reality, we can acknowledge and proclaim that our world desperately needs transformation, and we have a part to play, no matter how imperfect we may feel. I wonder tomorrow how long we hold on to the wonder of it all. What happens after the solar eclipse? People will go home and they'll go back to their lives. Will they be the same? What will they do then? What are we doing when we've been given the Holy Spirit and sent out? When we declare, as in the beautiful epistle reading today, what was from the beginning, we declare what we have heard, what we have seen with our eyes, what we have looked at and touched with our hands concerning the word of life. Such a profound testimony. And how do we know what to do in our world today for all of those trapped in so many closed spaces, horrific and terrifying conditions like those in Gaza and Israel with so much devastation and fear? How is it possible? Is it possible that our collective cosmic and human heart, through the risen life of Christ, can somehow break through institutions and governments and powers and authorities and rest in the certainty that we are kindred, a global, human, and precious family? Can we reach out in prayer and in words and in actions to all those in confined spaces, yearning with our hearts breaking to proclaim the good news that Jesus breaks through all the boundaries that keep us apart? Jesus enters into all the spaces of our lives, our hearts and our minds, and opens us up to a realm of grace that is as close and intimate as our own heartbeat. In the reading from Acts today, we hear, "Now the whole group of those who believed were of one heart and soul." One heart and soul. "And with great power, the apostles gave their testimony to the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, and great grace was upon them all." And so, may we follow. May we enter into the path of totality that is God's life-affirming love. May we become beloved community, the body of God's people, a realm of life in which together we are of one heart and soul in the life of Christ rising within us and calling us into the unknown. Amen.